Here comes Coach Davis right now to join us. And we're going to get a word with him and his feeling as he talks to all the parents and all the fans in the crowd, as he should. I mean, it's a tremendous day here for the Panthers. Coach, I guess the first thing is just describe what this feels and what this means for you and your staff and everyone here at Smith Station.
Man, it means a lot. When I first came here 10, 11 years ago, the program, they hadn't won a lot of games, and I came in instantly, and we won a lot of games for a lot of years, but we never got over the hump. We're going into the playoffs. It took about 3 years to get there. I mean, we was winning 20 games a season, then, you know, we weren't getting out of the area. Had a couple down years, and we had a couple more real great years. And then, you know, of course, we went into 7A, had to fight to get in the playoffs a couple times there, so this is real big. Just finally getting over that hump with this team right here. These guys here are just, they're fearless. They're fearless. That's the main deal. I think a lot of my other teams are really talented, but they overthought it. These guys just ain't got any fear at all, you know. And they want to make history. They got goals, so I'm extremely proud of them.
Well, Coach, and I look back. Obviously, your first area title here. I mean, that's just awesome. You look back at the history of Smith Station too, and you mentioned it right there. I went back to like the mid '90s, mm-hmm. and I couldn't find an area championship. So, I mean, if there was one in Smith Station history, it's way back in probably before the three-point arcade.
Right. For sure before that. It probably maybe before the Alabama High School Athletic Association. It might ain't never happened, but we're going to take it today, though. No doubt about that.
I was going to say, I mean, you've been telling us all year, you know, hey, I wish fans would come out and see what we got, see what our culture's about, see what this team is about, see what heart is about. And you guys put it on the floor tonight, and you displayed every bit of that. Just talk about how great it was to see your players respond in this fashion.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. But I think they really responded. Tight game to start off, and then the third quarter, I think we really turned up our defense, and that's something I've been begging them to do. You've been all our games. How many games you seen us go up like that from the defensive end? So they really turned up their defense. We ended up getting Dre out of the game for a little bit, and Tecola Williams took over the game.
Yeah.
And that was big for him to take over down low like that. But and then when Dre came back, it was just a constant groove from there on out. And I'm extremely proud of these 15 guys because they really like being around each other. They play a lot, and I be on them about that. But the main thing is they really like being around each other, and that helps. You know, it's a real family atmosphere.
Of course, you look tonight, too, and one of the remarkable ones tonight was Trayvon Taylor. I mean, Perriman obviously deserved all the accolades of being the all-tournament MVP. Trayvon Taylor had no points in the first half.
Right.
Four in the third quarter.
He set the whole he picked up those 2 fouls and was the first and set. You know what I mean? But, Trey has something to prove every time he gets on the court. And I'm extremely proud of that. Him and Devin, I told y'all earlier, the heart and soul of this team. They're the gritty guys. Those are the guys that get after it. And hold on, you say he had how many points in the third quarter?
He had four in the third quarter and then 10 in that last quarter is what I had.
Wow, that's big.
I mean, yeah, you had guys. I said it was everybody stepping up at different times tonight, mm-hmm. and that showed just what kind of team basketball you had tonight. And I know you're going to be happy. You got to at least smile tonight with the free throws made at the end there. I mean, you guys were knocking down free throws tonight.
Yeah, we were. No doubt about that. I wonder what the official count is.
Yeah, I know Perriman had like 6 or 7. Taylor had a pair. Williams had 1 for 2. Peabody had a pair. Dre had a couple as well. I mean, but when they counted at the end, clock has stopped, and how do you keep the crowd silent on the other side? You just knock down those freebies.
I was about that. That'd be it. They probably don't expect that to make it, so I'm glad they went out there and did that. Show that food or something to everybody, no doubt.
Well, Coach, I guess the biggest question is how long do you let these guys feel this? How long do you let them celebrate before we get ready?
24 hours. We're back in the Sunday. We got Jeff Davis. Oh, well, I don't know who we got. I need to figure out who we got.
Yeah, Jeff Davis or Enterprise, right?
Yeah, we got Jeff Davis or Enterprise, so we got 24 hours. We're back in the Sunday with the game plan. Getting ready to go down to Montgomery.
Coach,
folks, I ain't seen. We got to play who we want to be, and we got to try to fight to get there.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, we will be there with you in Montgomery over at Garrett Coliseum. We'll see you next
2:30,
week.
2:30 Wednesday. 2:30 Eastern Wednesday.
2:30
right?
Eastern, I believe. Yep, absolutely. Again, Coach, congrats on everything. Let me say
something.
Go ahead.
I appreciate y'all this year. I really appreciate y'all. It's been fun. You guys do a stand-up job. I mean, I just, you know, we go all the way back.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate y'all this year. Appreciate the exposure. You know, so many people say, I just listen to the game on the radio. We really appreciate y'all down here, Smith State.
That's awesome.
So
we have enjoyed being with you guys every step of the way. And we got more business to take care of in Montgomery next
week. That's right. I'm finna be. We got another place we got to go, so we're going to go down here and try to get it. Thank y'all.
All right. Appreciate it, Coach.
All right.